On this day, December 7th, back in 1941, Japanese planes bombed Hawaii's Pearl Harbor. 75 years later, a few survivors of that attack are still alive. Here's Wayne Yoshioka from Hawaii Public Radio.
The USS Arizona Memorial stands over the wreckage of the sunken Navy battleship, where 1,100 sailors have been entombed since December 7th, 1941. 95-year-old Lou Conter is one of five USS Arizona survivors.
After the ship blew up, we put the people we had into the motor launch, we got them to hospitals, and we came back and we fought some fire for 2 days before we got off.
Conter is attending the 75th Pearl Harbor Remembrance Ceremony along with three other shipmates. Delton Walling is one of 30 other Pearl Harbor survivors. He was a 19-year-old Navy signalman in 1941.
I was on the tower at Pearl Harbor. I saw it from 180 feet in the air, looking down. But just remember, with 152 planes dropping bombs and torpedoes, I couldn't see it all.
Walling and fellow survivor Earl Smith raise $500 each day in donations for the memorial, signing autographs and posing for pictures. Smith was also 19 during the 1941 attack, stationed on the USS Tennessee.
Fortunately for us, we're inboard of West Virginia. She took 9 torpedoes. We had 2 bomb hits. We lost 5 men.
Navy seaman James Moore is 19 today and serves on the aircraft carrier, the USS John C. Stennis. He salutes Smith.
I'm here now to take his watch because he's now retired and now it's my time to serve. So I feel like I'm living through him for my country and everything.
Today, more than 5,000 visitors are ferried each day to the Arizona Memorial. Conter says the memorial is a reminder for all Americans to never forget.
We don't want it to happen again. Let's have everybody highly trained, ready to make a move in a second, know what they're doing, and don't get caught with our pants down.
The Pearl Harbor Survivors Association once had 18,000 members. It was disbanded in 2011 when membership was down to 2,700. For NPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka in Honolulu.